Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bills play-by-play man Chris Brown joining us live from Houston this morning, where the Bills face the Texans tonight in Thursday Night Football. There's a lot on the line tonight for the Bills, Chris. The Texans game last year was one of the worst of Josh Allen's career. He even acknowledged this week it's hard to watch that tape. He went 9-for-30. What are you expecting? What kind of a game do you think that we're going to see tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a strength-on-strength game for sure, and it's Buffalo's, you know, top-ranked offense against the number one defense in football. The Houston Texans have that. They're pretty much top five across the board in every defensive category you can think of: run defense, pass rush, passer rating against. The one area where they are weak is defending the red zone. They're 28th. So when the Bills do get down there, they're going to have to cash in with touchdowns. But I envision a passing game that's going to look much different than what you saw last week. Tampa Bay is not good at getting after the quarterback. Houston is. So I'm anticipating Joe Brady has a quick release pass game set up for tonight's game plan.
Well, it's going to be a tough test for the Bills offense, which might be keeping its look that it had last week. I mean, what are you expecting? Was that just a game plan last week, or is this a shift in how you expect the Bills to operate moving forward?
Yeah, hard to say because it's a one-game sample, right? But I think a lot of fans are like, oh, that's the passing game and the Josh Allen we're used to seeing. And I'm sure that the Bills would love to have that kind of production each and every week. I think it's going to be tougher sledding here tonight, as good as the Houston defense is. But I think what it has done, though, it has forced opponents like the Texans and anybody else coming up on the schedule that faces the Bills, it's a stark reminder that the Bills can pivot offensively if they need to. So whether they decide to get started with the run game tonight and James Cook, or whether they come out throwing, either way, the Bills have proven on tape they can do either, and that's more for an opposing defense to worry about and more bases for them to cover.
The Bills will be without Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, and Mecole Hardman. What's your level of concern on the injury front?
Well, I mean, not having Kincaid is a loss. We know that. They didn't really miss him last week. I think they shifted in terms of the distribution in the passing game, and they're going to have to do that again tonight. I'm curious to see what the decisions are. Is Gabe Davis a practice squad elevation again? I would think based on how he performed last week, he probably would be. What is the status with Keon Coleman? There are already reports out there that he's going to be benched again. So we'll have to see what happens there. Elijah Moore was the other inactive player last week, but Curtis Samuel is down. So I would anticipate Elijah Moore could be up, as he has a similar skill set to that of Samuel. But we'll wait and see when the inactives come out later today.
should be interesting to see. The downfield passing game was nice to look at on Sunday, Chris. I mean, I got to admit, as a fan watching the games, it makes things a little bit more entertaining when you're able to connect on some of those deep balls like that. Do you feel that that's something the Bills offense has been missing? I mean, they were so efficient for so long. Did it kind of stutter out? Was it just time to make a change?
Again, with a one-game sample, it's hard to say that's who they're going to be going forward. It could have been game plan specific. The first touchdown to Tyrell Shavers was a completely broken play where Josh just ran around and, you know, extended the play. That's not the way you can live in the NFL full time. The league is too good to allow Josh to pull rabbits out of the hat each and every week. You want to do that 5 to 10% of the time? Fine. But what wins in the NFL is high efficiency. And yes, throwing the ball is the more efficient way to move the ball than to run it. But if you have the number one rushing offense in football, you almost do yourself a disservice by ignoring it. So I think the key here going forward, as Sean McDermott says all the time, is balance, because it keeps defenses honest. You cannot come out tonight and throw the ball 40 times. Josh will get killed. So you have to have a balanced attack tonight, because he's going against the best pass-rushing duo in football. I mean, Danielle Hunter has 8 sacks. Will Anderson has 9. They're the only duo in the league in which each of them have 8 or more. They get after the passer. You have to stay out of long down and distance situations, and you cannot drop back on a 5-step drop, pat the ball, and wait for a receiver to run 30 yards downfield. You're just simply not going to have that kind of time tonight. Quick release passing game, get it out of Josh's hands fast, and let your receivers make yards after the catch.
Hey, Chris, your co-host Steve Tasker is a semifinalist in the seniors category for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you think this is the year?
Well, we all want it to be, right? The list has been whittled down considerably. And, you know, this is only the second year, I believe, that he's a seniors committee candidate. He's no longer a modern era finalist. You move to that list after you're more than 25 years retired with eligibility. But this is as close as he has gotten to the all-important thumbs-up, thumbs-down vote. So where it goes from here is he's on a list with only 9 other senior committee members. That list will ultimately be reduced to 3, and then they will be presented to the Hall of Fame selectors for a thumbs-up or thumbs-down vote for induction, and they need 80% of the vote to qualify for enshrinement. So a couple of more hurdles to clear here. I think he's got a good chance of being one of those final 3. But then, of course, you have the all-important vote. It's, you know, people get all excited when they get it down to 3 and say, okay, you know, now he's going to get voted to go into the Hall. Those 3 senior committee nominees, all 3 could get in, 1 could get in, none could get in, because you need 80% of the vote for enshrinement.
Well, we're all crossing our fingers over here. I'm giving them a thumbs up, but I don't know if they count me. Chris, thank you. We'll be listening tonight on the call. Chris Brown on WGR. Kickoff tonight, 8:15 for Bills and Texans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.